I'm standing on a pavement staring at a large green elephant. Its home is on the wall of a house in Cape Town's Woodstock neighborhood.
Yeah, with one
artist,
yeah, it's gone.
This is gorgeous.
Admiring the elephant is a mixed group of art lovers. Some are locals, some are just visiting. They're here to see the other animals, angels, portraits and poems that live on Woodstock's walls. Our tour guide Juma Mkwela leads us down a side street. In front of us is a large gold, purple and black mural that reads, "Wake up to the sun." Only if you're looking closely would you notice the name of the artist responsible for this and many other murals, Freddie Sam.
My name is Ricky Lee Gordon, also known as Freddie Sam. Freddie Sam's my two grandfather's names put together. Freddie Sam's the name I've given myself as a painter or an artist. And I'm a art activist, filmoist, but a painter, an artist for passion, and then a curator and an organizer.
As a kid, Freddie Sam found art to be a little boring. But when he was 16, he discovered graffiti art. This changed things.
Graffiti art was what caught my eye, just the colors and the excitement of it. And then I pursued it and got very interested in, and through that found many, many other interests in art.
After a few years as a graffiti artist, Freddie Sam began painting murals. He says that with mural art, you could tell a story that everyone could see.
If you can create art in public space, it's a more joyful experience and it's a gift to that space and to the environment, and you never know, one person could change their day, it could change their life. It does have an impact, and I've seen it and I have the experience of being on the street and I get joy from that.
For the past 3.5 years, Cape Town's Woodstock has been Freddie Sam's home and its walls his canvas. The murals add a much needed punch of colour and vibrancy. Freddie Sam says they help uplift the area.
Because it changes the environment and the kids are in the street every day. So if the kids are happy and the kids are more in the street, the community's happy, the community's more in the street, it feels like a safer place. You're not letting the drugs or the gangs have a physical presence or visual presence because the environment's becoming more beautiful.
The murals have also become a way for Freddie Sam to bring people outside of the community in.
My name's Fiona and I'm born and bred in Cape Town.
Fiona's on the mural tour. She said she had previously driven past Woodstock, but this was her first time stopping and seeing the murals up close. She says the fact that the art is on the street for everyone to see is important.
This makes it more accessible because it's public art and it's for everyone to see or anyone to see, whereas a gallery you have to be very much invited or have a connection to the space. It's more for the privileged, whereas this is for everyone. So I think it's amazing.
That is Ricky Lee Gordon, Freddie Sam, Indigo and Jabari. Yeah, they were together on this piece.
As well as locals such as Fiona, Freddie Sam has also brought the world to Woodstock. An artist-in-residence program he holds through his gallery space, A World of Art, has seen 35 artists from around the world come live and work in Woodstock. He sees it as a two-way exchange.
We introduce them to the community, and then those artists form relationships with the community, and it's a cultural exchange because artists are usually more sensitive or more empathetic to new experiences or new cultures. And so it's really nice to see a dialogue formed.
This area we're walking into now is like, seriously, this is a crime area. Breaking in cars, people selling drugs, robbing people, gang fighting. And since
assisting with the tour is Gamiat Kareem, who's lived in the neighborhood for 34 years. He says that murals can play an important role in the lives of local kids.
There's no future out for the kids, so they don't know what to do with their lives. So now the paintings come to in part of it. Now they can see there is something they can do with their hands.
But the area is changing in other ways too. A few streets away from a row of makeshift houses is a shopping complex where you can buy hand-stitched leather bags or customized bicycles. The pace of change is made clear by a mural painted by Freddie Sam for a woman who has lived in this house for almost 9 decades. The mural reads, 87 years in this home, my heart. Our tour guide explains that she may have to move.
She's being forced to leave this house.
Really?
Yeah, every time we go there, she's crying. She doesn't want to go.
The issue of gentrification is one Freddie Sam initially struggled with, but he's since come to terms with it.
It's a sad fact, and I'm in it, I'm part of it. But gentrification is not saying I'll change. It's my empathy towards the community around me and how I play a role in that community within the gentrification.
Freddie Sam remains committed to the community, but also to his role as an art activist who believes that art can indeed be used as a tool for social change, not only in Woodstock, but worldwide. Kim Chakaneta for DW in Cape Town.